Retain your crucifix upon your doors, and keep your supply of earthly goods, the canned food, the candles, the water, and the blankets. A sudden cold shall come upon mankind, and many shall die from the cold. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 10, verses 16 through 22, quote, "Behold, I send you as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up in the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And you shall be brought before governors and before kings for my sake, for a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they shall deliver you up, take no thought how or what to speak, for it shall be given to you in that hour what to speak. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of the Father that speaketh in you. The brother also shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the son. And the children shall rise up against their parents, and shall put them to death. And you shall be hated by all men for my name's sake. But he that shall persevere unto the end, he shall be saved." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 5th, 1985. We start at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of Jesus.
"My child and my children, I bring you sad news, but it is the news that can cleanse many of their present sins if they listen and learn by it. Death now is becoming prevalent with wars, with droughts, with personal murders, murders of the unborn, father against son, mother against daughter, all manner of carnage being treated in the homes and being conducted in the homes of children. Children who cannot longer be children because by their viewing of the diabolical box, they are learning to act as adults with the hearts, but not with their heads. I hold all parents responsible for the fall of their children's souls. Remember, my child and my children, I have warned you often that once you open your door and you go out into the world, you will enter into the kingdom of Satan. You ask, my child and my children, why is this allowed? That you must trust to the goodness and in the goodness of the heart of the Eternal Father. You cannot, as a human being, understand his ways. But know this, my children, that no evil can come upon mankind if he watches and waits. And we offer you three sacramentals in your wait for the future. I promise you, my children, one day you will see me as you, Veronica, see me now. All will see me, but many shall fled. Many have fled already in fear of what is to come upon mankind. But think, my child and my children, how disastrous it will be when many flee at the thought of my coming. But they will have no place to hide. Though they flee to the mountains, they will be found out. Yes, my child and my children, I know, my child, it frightens you. I do not seek to put fear in your heart. But as a voice box, you have no recourse but to speak what is given to you, known as the truth in your God and from the Eternal Father. My child, we specifically brought you here this evening after the last trial of the past week. This was allowed to come upon you with no destruction to your home. However, you knew the fear of fleeing to the mountains. We directed you, my child, and you did well. And you escaped having to suffer the hours of darkness and the sound of the howling of the winds and the rise of the waters. But my child and my children, it will happen again. But this time it will claim lives. Do not be affrighted, my child. I did not say that this will happen to your home on Long Island again. You suffered not the moments of terror. We did not wish for you to succumb from sorrow at that time, my child. So we sent you to the mountains, and you returned once the winds had died down to find a home still intact. I must reveal, my children, to the world again that you are to keep a crucifix on your front door and your back door. All entrances to your home must be guarded by the crucifix. There has not been one home on Long Island that had a crucifix on its door that did fall to any evil. I do not speak of the trees, my child. I speak of mankind. You did not know a major disaster as has happened, my children, in Mexico. You see, my child, I set you down in that area to bring the word to mankind. And it was through these words that many listened and they passed through the horrible experience of a hurricane. My child, the earthquakes will increase now. There will be one in New York. Now, my child, I tell you this to prepare. You are allowed, my child, to experience all that mankind can suffer. How well you listen to us when we told you to place on your shelves cans of food, jars of water, blankets. You found it very cold, my child, without heat and without light and without any form of recreation other than to pray. And that was God's way of letting the world know that they will be on their knees and one of these days they will be praying. For many, the first time in many years. But why, my children, must we allow all these disasters to happen to you and have to bring you to your knees in prayer? Can you not listen and can you not seek for the truth? All who call themselves atheists and those who have half-hearted interest in religion at all. They call it a thing of the past. It is not a thing of the past, but it is a means for your salvation. Accept it, and you will be saved. Reject it, and you will be lost. I repeat again, the earthquakes will increase in volume. California shall be struck. New York shall be struck. As I told you once before, there will be earthquakes in places that have never known a quake. It will startle them and frighten them. But will they come to their knees? Few will, my child, because I can tell you this, they will not have the time to make amends. That is the sad part, my child and my children.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Veronica's home was spared in Hurricane Gloria because she had crucifixes upon her doors. On June 6, 1984, our Lord said, quote, "Pray and wear your sacramentals, and also, my children, I ask you again to place a crucifix upon your door. Both front and back doors must have a crucifix. I say this to you because there will be carnage within your areas, and this will pass you by if you keep your crucifix upon the doors." Unquote. We have what we call a home protection packet, which contains four crucifixes, a small tube of superadhesive glue, instructions, and testimonies. This home protection packet is available for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. Just write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Approximately 3.5 million homes were without power in eastern Canada and northeastern United States in the January 98 ice storm. Do you have crucifixes on your doors? Do you have food, blankets, candle, and water stored for the days ahead? In the past week, the number of holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 260 for a grand total of 33,514 holy hours pledged in the next year. If you would like to join us and pledge one or more holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament for a year, call us at 616-698-6448 or write us at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we will include your holy hours in the grand total next week. We ask everyone to pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apparition that has ever occurred in the history of the world. We also ask you to pray that we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have Our Lady of the Roses prophecies, miraculous pictures, directives, this radio program, and now we have something new, the messages themselves as given to Veronica and recorded at the prayer vigils down through the years. Be sure to visit us at www.tldm.org. Tell your family and friends about it. Our Lady is going to appear over St. Robert's Church. On May 17, 1986, Our Lady said, quote, "Yes, my child, I am going about the world appearing in various places. I have reason for all. One day, my child, the waters will come up at Bayside, and I will appear over the old church building. Your bishop then cannot deny my appearances." Unquote. Let us all pray that this miraculous spring will erupt very soon at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. On December 7, 1978, our Lord said, quote, "You must read and reread the counsel of my mother given in the past. Like a puzzle, many of you seek the answer. All will fall into place in time." Unquote. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on October 5, 1985. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of Jesus.
"My child, I brought you here this evening, for I know, regardless of your physical illness, you would be here if we asked. And you waited and waited, my child, for hopefully in your heart you knew that by the time you were to come, you would be stable enough on your legs to get there. Yes, my child, we called you because we needed you, my child, as we need all the seers of the world, to gather now and stop the coming chastisement. The Eternal Father now has taken into his hand a most luminous ball. It is a red ball of fire. It is growing very heavy in his hand. It no longer sets at the base of his stone, and he shall poise now to throw this. It will be thrown, my child, at the world, a ball of fire. Do not be afeard, my child. Retain your crucifix on your doors and keep your supply of earthly goods, though they are needed for your human body. The canned food, the candles, the water, and the blankets. A sudden cold shall come upon mankind, and many shall die from the cold. Now, my child, you will continue with three more photographs. These are taken for great reason. One day they will be given to the bishop to examine. Yes, my child, I am speaking to you now, but I seal your lips, for I do not wish that you repeat what I tell you. I have but one more discourse with you, my child. That is that you must go forward and demand that the prayers be returned to the schools. In that manner, we can approach the children and return them to their rightful place in the reign of God. Now, my child, you will sit back and receive three photographs. The first you may repeat, and the other two must be kept secret for the time being. The time being, my child, means until we allow you, by contacting you, whether it be at your home or in the circle, to make known what is in these pictures. Secret to her lips like this. My child, I did not wish to tax you with a long discourse this evening. However, as the time grows so short, we have no choice but for you to help us, my child. You will tell mankind that the sins of the flesh shall send many souls to hell. My child, the need for materialism is wrong, and the need for modernizing the world and my son's church is wrong, and passing over the grievous sin of immorality and also pornography and all the other evils are placed under the heading of humanism, even accepting without a frown or proper attention to a sin, in accepting the aftermath of AIDS received through inhuman relationships. I say inhuman because those relationships are not from God, my children, but they are from Satan.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on October 5th, 1985. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Gary, it's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, today I have a videotape from California, and it reads as follows. I was at Bayside with my family, my husband, and my three children. At that time, I was 1 month pregnant. I went to New York because I heard about Bayside, and I went there with my family. Upon arrival, we didn't see anybody, but the beautiful grounds, so right there, I knew immediately that Our Lady had appeared there because a fellow approached us and gave us some leaflets and also the calendar of the yearly vigil. Right there, my family and myself knelt down, and I begged the Blessed Mother to please bless me with a baby boy because I had three girls, and those three births were done by cesarean section. So at this point, I really need a boy, and I need a miracle in my life. I wanted a natural birth for my new baby. So upon kneeling on the ground, I begged the Blessed Mother to please bless me with a baby boy, naturally. And I did make a promise right there. I promised her that if this came about, that I'll bring my son to the ground to adore her there, and also I will spread the messages from Bayside to everybody until the last day of my life. So we went home. Actually, we were on our way to vacation in Europe. After our vacation, we came down back to Los Angeles. I told a lot of people about it. I told my friends, who in turn went back to New York, and they saw for themselves. They came back and told me of the beautiful things they witnessed at Bayside. So I continued my pregnancy. In my 7th month, I was told that the baby was going to be a breech baby and that I wouldn't be able to have the baby naturally as I planned. But I told my doctor that I had begged my our Blessed Mother that I wanted a natural birth. And he said he doubted it. So I told him that I really believe that she is going to do so for me. My doctor is a renowned gynecologist in Los Angeles. He's a Catholic, but he has forgotten his religion for so many years. So upon hearing about the Bayside vigils, I told him that I asked the Blessed Mother, and he said, okay, we'll see. He will give me a chance, but he is not hoping that the chance will come about. So 3 days before my delivery, I went and took ultrasound and everything. And at that point, he told me the baby was still preach, and he didn't expect that I'll have a natural delivery. But I didn't listen to him. On the morning of labor, I took with me the rose petal that I got from the vigil grounds, St. Benedict medals, Our Lady of the Roses medals, and my rosary around my neck. I had it all on me, and I also begged my doctor to please allow me to keep all those things with me because I believed that I was going to receive a miracle and that I was going to receive a miracle. He said yes. And he told the nurses that were attending to just leave me alone and let me have what I want. But in the meantime, he had an operating room reserved for me, thinking that I will never have my baby by a normal delivery. So we continued until he saw the baby's head coming out. And the first words he said was, praise the Lord. Then, as you know, they rushed me to the delivery room, and my son came out without any problem. My baby came out at my 2nd push, which he said was incredible. Because normally, if you have had cesarean section 3 times, there isn't any way that you could have a normal delivery. the chances for me having a normal delivery was 1,000,000 to 1, which shocked everybody in the hospital. All the doctors came in to see who had this miraculous baby. This was the biggest baby I ever had. All my babies are 6 pounds and under 7 pounds. My son Charles Anthony was 8 pounds, 10.5 ounces, almost 9 pounds, and he was so good, nothing went wrong. And the doctor then said, "Now I believe there is a true God." These were his exact words. And he told me that he will go back and start practicing his Catholic religion because he believes in miracles. That's the end of my video, and that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue Our Lady of the Roses messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask Our Lady for the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters at this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.